base hit for a Rosarena. A Rosarena content with a single. Gets the inning started off for the Mariners with a base hit. And now, instead of Mitch Garver, we will have a pinch hitter. And this will be Hogan Windisch, our guy. Our guy, Hogan Windisch. So Windisch steps in there. And Alexander's first pitch to him is a strike, and it's 0-1.
He is in the top of the leaderboard in name of spring training. Hogan Windisch.
I was hoping you would do it. I wasn't going to ask for it. I was just hoping, unprompted, you would do it. Here's a toss to first, and just back in time is a Rosarena. Maybe a golfer in the British Open?
Oh, yes. Yep. It's on the European Tour.
Mm-hmm. Rival of Graham McDowell. 0-1. Missed outside. Not Graham McDowell. Who am I thinking of?
Could be Ian Poulter.
Yeah. Ian Poulter.
Graham McDowell's a golfer?
Yeah.
He's from Scotland, I think.
Yeah, I was starting to think I confused him with Graham Lloyd. The 1-1 is in there for a strike, and it's 1-2.
The Aussie pitcher.
Yeah, the left-hander. Graham Lloyd. Rosarena gets his lead from first. Where's Graham McDowell from? Is he from down under, too, or is he from Europe? 1-2 pitch is high, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Probably from
Ireland.
Phoenix?
No, Ireland.
Ireland, okay. Well, across the pond. A little different accent. But 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. And Hogan Windisch has lost his tour card for the time being. He's back to the dugout after striking out, and there's one away for another pinch hitter here. It was supposed to be Donovan Solano. And this is Caleb Kelly.
What can we do with that?
Caleb Kelly, C-A-L-I, one of the Californians. And the pitch missed outside. It's 1-0.
Cruising down the 405 and linking up the 101, man.
Caleb Kelly, big right-handed hitter. Runner at first and one away.
What are you doing here?
The 1-0 pitch is skied in the air into shallow right. Going to be a long run. Coming in is Heron, dives and makes the catch. Interesting route, but understandably so with the win today for Jimmy Heron. The important thing is he got there and made the catch. And there's two down. And now here's Dominic Canzone. Yeah, we had a lot of fun with the pinch hitters, at least.
They may get another AB, you never know.
Yeah. I still owe you that drive around the league.
I'm pretty sure we drove around the league.
We drove around the world. Popped up. This one. Back of second base, Monasterio, the shortstop, drifting out there, makes the catch, and the inning is over. That drive around the world was brought to you by Construction Business Group, Wisconsin operating engineers and trusted contractors building Wisconsin together. Dodgers beat the Cubs 4-1 today in regular season action. We go to the eighth. 9-3 Mariners over the Brewers on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
With all the money you can save on gas when you use the Club Citgo Rewards app, you're good to go. But good to go where? Good to go fly first class?
Hot towel.
Cool. Good to go to the opera. Good to sit ringside at a boxing match. Good to go salsa dancing? Tap dancing? Or polka dancing? Download Citgo's money-saving Club Citgo app today. The easiest way to save money on fuel. Now you're good to go.
Searching for auto, light truck tires, or service? Visit the Tire Professionals at Pomp's Tire Service. Trusted and family-owned for over 80 years. With over 200 locations in 17 states, great pricing on hand-cooked tires and all major brands. Pomp's Tire, one of the largest commercial and retread dealers, providing truckers and fleets with the most dependable 24-hour road service. Pomp's Tire, proud partner of Hand-Cooked Tire, the official tire of Major League Baseball. Never halfway Hand-Cooked Tire. For the best deals on tires and all your service needs, visit PompsTire.com.
Nursing students often endure long wait lists, but Concordia University Wisconsin assures entry into their nursing program upon acceptance. Broad exposure prepares CUW students for diverse nursing specialties with hands-on clinical experience in hospitals and other healthcare settings, leading to high job placement rates for graduates. CUW provides a faith-based education with a focus on holistic care. Graduates are prepared to address patients' physical, emotional, and spiritual needs. Your journey awaits at cuw.edu/bucks.
Life's better with American Family Insurance. That's because their team is always there to protect your dreams.
10 seconds for station identification on the Brewers Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
Back with you from Peoria Sports Complex, 9-3 Mariners. Kent Sommerfeld on the controls, and Lane Grindle tossing it back over to Jeff Levering to take you the rest of the way home.
Thank you so much, Lane. New pitcher, new third baseman, new catcher for Seattle. First one down and in on Andrew Monasterio, one ball and no strikes. The new pitcher for the Mariners is Carlos Vargas. 1-0 pitch. Is a strike. It's 1-1. The new third baseman is our guy, Caleb Calley. And the new catcher is Blake Hunt. 1-1. Hit to the right side on the ground. Easy play for Mastroboni, who throws out Andrew Monasterio. The Brewers have not had a base runner since the third inning. It was a leadoff walk from Vinny Capra. They have been retired in order since then. Trailed this one 9-3. Today's eighth inning is brought to you by the Wisconsin Laborers District Council, representing 9,000 skilled union laborers throughout Wisconsin. You can learn more by going to liunawisconsin.org and feel the power. First one to Anderson is a check swing. He made contact, and it's foul up the first baseline. Jose Anderson down in the count, 0-1. That was a very defensive swing on a fastball up and in. And Jose Anderson's okay, it would seem. Digs back in down in the count, 0-1. The wind is still whipping out towards right center. Vargas throws to the plate, ground ball left side. Easy play for Cali. Takes the 405 across the diamond for out number two. Would take him a lot longer if he was really on the 405.
Depending on the time of day.
Well, from what I understand, with the way that the freeway system is down in Southern California these days, with the Pacific Coast Highway shut down.
Probably doesn't matter, huh?
Yeah, because of all the fires and damage there. Pitch is low on Vinny Capra. One ball, no strikes. All that is closed, so all of the congestion on 405 and 101 is very problematic. And even the back roads that you would generally take to get to those thoroughfares are all jammed. That's inside. Two balls, no strikes on Vinny Capra. And no timetable for when they may open that up. Brock Wilkin is on deck for the Brewers. 2-0 on Vinny Capra, and Vargas throws home, and it's fouled in and out of the glove of Hunt. Two away, nobody on, 9-3 Seattle. Two-one pitch, Capra takes a strike on the outside corner. Sinker came back over the outside at 95 miles an hour. Seventh appearance for Vargas this spring. Given up five runs and five and two-thirds innings on six hits. Only five big league games for him. All with Arizona in 23. There's a ground ball to third. Cali cannot come up with it. Hits him in the palm of the glove, and Capra will reach on an E5. Even if the official score didn't rule it an E5, it was going to be an E5 on my score sheet. Here's Brock Wilken. Wilken finally starting to feel like himself again. At one point, one of the top prospects in the Brewers organization, first-round pick a few years ago. And the pitch is inside. He got hit in the face with a pitch last year. And from then, it was just a very uncomfortable season for him. Had to get through the multiple facial fractures, first and foremost. But his eyesight was all banged up because of those facial fractures. There's a strike on the inside corner, one ball, one strike. So he was going to eye therapy just to work on his vision in the offseason. And he seems to think that he's back to normal and seeing the baseball the way he should. The 1-1 hit foul over the Mariners dugout. It's one ball and two strikes. This game hard enough when you're at peak visibility, but when you're really scuffling to see, even that more difficult. Blake Burke is on deck. These two dudes back-to-back in a lineup with Wilken and then Burke. Those are the first two guys off the bus when you arrive somewhere. 1-2 is up and in. Two balls and two strikes. A man on for the Brewers in this top of the eighth inning, down by six. 2-2 pitch. Check swing right in front of home plate. It's a fair ball. Vargas has it. Throws the first wide and into right. Wilken's going to get up, try and get to second base. He'll make it there safely. And the inning continues. An error on Vargas, the pitcher. He had all the time, and his feet just did not look set in the least. As he picked up that baseball, was trying to create a throwing lane for himself, and it looked as if he was doing the cha-cha slide instead. And backing down, ended up falling down and threw wide of first base. So the pitching coach is out to chat. That's Pete Woodworth. Trips to the mound, always brought to you by Potawatomi Sportsbook. Potawatomi Sportsbooks got dozens of sports betting kiosks, a massive video wall, seating for over 200, full food menu and a bar, VIP seating, and so much more. They've got it all for you. It's a sports betting paradise. Bet above the rest. This is Burke hitting in Bauer's spot. First one from Vargas is off the plate away, ball one. ...8,221 patrons at the ballpark today. 1-0 pitch, Burke hits it foul, first base side off the facing of the Brewers dugout. Even sings up with a ball and a strike. There is a gentleman sitting in front of us, and curious to see if the scoring, as they are keeping the book, how accurate it is. We have a challenge on the field. We had a challenge. We'll see. Initial call was ball. And here's the replay review. It is a strike. So Chris Guccione, when he got the call right, he was the first one to say it was a ball. But when he got challenged, he said nothing and reversed. 1-2 to Burke is low and in the dirt. Two balls, two strikes. If you're right, you're right. But if you're wrong, you got to say something, too.
I think so. He didn't want to.
He was right. 2-2, pitch to Burke. Hit foul off of the screen that protects the Mariners' coaches. That's why they put that screen there. That exact reason.
What if you get overruled by the ABS and Chris Guccione just says, I veto it. The call stands.
Call stands.
Because I said so.
That would be one way to handle it. 2-2 pitch. Hit to third. Callie comes up with a backhanded play. Straightens up, throws across, and Burke is thrown out. Callie made an error earlier in the inning to extend it. That was a nice play. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It's 9-3 Seattle on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
Spring, summer, and fall days and evenings are much more enjoyable when paired with Milwaukee Brewers baseball on WRCE AM 1450, FM 107.7.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 5.
Calling all gearheads and DIYers. Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel has got you covered. Hurry in and grab Seafoam products starting at just $8.79 each. And keep your engine purring with True Fuel starting at only $7.49 each. But remember, these amazing prices are only available until April 30th. Don't miss out on the chance to save big on the brands you trust. Visit Napa Auto and Truck Parts today and rev up your savings.
Bottom of the eighth inning, Mariners up by six. Leo Rivas is the first man to hit in the inning against Tyler Alexander, out for another frame. Put up a zero back in the seventh inning. This will be his fourth inning of work, and the pitch is a ball off the outside corner, 1-0. Additional defensive changes. Blake Burke stays in the game at first base, and Luis Pena is the new shortstop. And the offering from Alexander is high. Two balls and no strikes. Rivas took over at shortstop for Dylan Moore a couple of innings ago for Seattle. 2-0 pitch. Is a strike. It's 2-1. Nothing warms up a cool spring day like a Usinger brat hot off the grill. You just grab it, hopefully with gloves on or maybe some tongs. Don't go all just fingertips only on it. Then you burn yourself and it ruins the whole experience. But you can take it right off the grill and you can dip it into some of that Pine River cold pack cheese spread if you want. You don't need the bun. We've been talking about that all day. Just as long as you finish it off with Cedar Crest ice cream, it's going to be a good day. Change up misses low. 3-2. I owe Josh a quart of Cedar Crest ice cream.
Really?
I do. Yep. The strawberry cheesecake.
Mm-hmm.
I lost a gentlemanly wager. Swing and a miss. Alexander strikes out Rivas. Ortho ASAP strikeout for Tyler Alexander. I am a man of my word, so I owe him one when we get back home. Was a bet of whether or not Jorge Alfaro was going to catch all nine innings, and he ended up going out there for the ninth. I thought he was going to be done after eight. Ooh. Not to be. Miles Mastroboni hits and sends a fly ball to center. Back goes the center fielder Anderson, still back, and it's off the warning track and up against the wall. Mastroboni digs into second base with a double. Got his hands through it. And Mastroboni does it all by himself at second base. Victor Robles is the hitter. Robles, a three-run homer back in the sixth inning.
Now, how did you settle on strawberry cheesecake being the flavor?
That's what he wanted.
Dealer's choice?
Yeah. Once I lost the bet, when Alfaro went out and caught the ninth inning, I said, okay, well, I lost the bet, so what's the ice cream of choice? So he told me that's what we settled on. Want to know on Robles? And it's foul back. We were also discussing, as we were talking about Cedar Crest ice cream, our favorite flavors. And that's the one he said. So as Alfaro went out, I said, are you going to go with the strawberry cheesecake? He said, yeah, stick with it. It's a good choice. Can't go wrong with any of them. Ball and a strike on Victor Robles. Check swing and a strike anyway. One ball and two strikes. You know what else sounds good on a sunny day? A Leinenkugel's Summer Shandy. Leinenkugel's Summer Shandy, refreshing Weiss beer, natural lemonade flavor. Leinenkugel's, flavor the moment. 1-2 pitch. High and wide, two balls and two strikes. Hands held low for Robles. Alexander's pitch is down and in. Three balls and two strikes. No action in the Brewers' bullpen. This is going to be Tyler Alexander's inning. Really trying to get that pitch count up. Churro guys here. And the pitch popped up. Shallow right. Heron is there. He makes the catch, gets behind it. Runner trying to get to third. The throw all the way through and late. Heron threw it right into the wind, and that baseball almost parachuted on him. And able to get into third is Mastroboni. Two away. And Austin Shenton hitting in Luke Rayleigh's spot. You hear the churro guy rolling his R's?
Mm-hmm. He smiled up here and gave a little wave.
He knew we were talking about him.
I think so.
Shenton takes a breaking ball inside. One ball, no strikes. And he just got a tip, and he's letting everybody know about it. One 0 pitch. And it misses inside. Tried that front door breaking ball. For a second consecutive pitch, two balls, no strikes on Shenton. First AB for the first baseman, Shenton. Rayleigh was in the game, was 2-4-4. 2-0. Popped him up. This one is going to be in the ballpark and playable, and it's caught by Vinny Capra. And that ends the inning. We will go to the ninth. It's 9-3 Seattle on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Wisconsin's Morning News is here for you every weekday morning starting at 6 a.m. Vince Petrano.
Milwaukee Public Schools begin the week with more lead remediation, a new superintendent, and a court-ordered deadline.
Eric Bilstad.
March in Wisconsin means snowfall and wildfires can happen just days apart.
And traffic with Debbie Lozaga.
We've got eastbound 94 closed in Jefferson County.
The news you need to know. Wisconsin's Morning News on WTMJ.
Hey, ready to sweeten your game? It's time for Quick Trip's Nature's Touch ice cream. Ooh, making moves like the starting lineup of a championship team. Whether you're gearing up for the big game, celebrating a win, or just looking for a sweet break in the action. Chocolate, vanilla, cookies and cream, mint chocolate chip, and more. Yeah, there's no such thing as a bad pick. So why wait? Flavor doesn't scoop itself. Get your hands on your winning Nature's Touch ice cream flavor today. Only at Quick Trip.
On the baseball field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you are ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join the team of Wisconsin Operating Engineers today at join139.com.
How can you not be romantic about this?
Back, track, done!
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Ninth inning, Brewers down by six. Yoferi Rodriguez leads off for the Brewers, hitting an Isaac Collins spot. Left-handed batter, Casey Legumina is the new pitcher, and he throws strike one. One coming. It's a tapper back to the mound. Two hops to Legumina. He's got to run quickly. He throws out Rodriguez. You know how pitchers will field a ground ball and then run halfway to first base before flipping it, really get the feel of, okay, I want to make sure I get it there. Well, Legumina fielded that ground ball and then ran halfway to first base, and by the time he looked up, Yoferi Rodriguez was almost on the bag. Get rid of it. Jimmy Herron at the plate and takes ball one. Pitchers, for whatever reason, they can throw 100 miles an hour to home plate, but when it comes to throwing to the bases, it's a mystery.
Yeah.
1-0 is down and in. Two balls, no strikes.
That's John Lester, right?
Mm-hmm. John Lester went about 8 years between pickoffs over to first base. One of my favorite photos that the Brewers have in the clubhouse, there's a strike of the breaking ball, and it's 2-1, is a lead from Ryan Braun against John Lester, and he's about halfway to second base, just daring John Lester to throw. A 2-1, hit to right by Herron. It's going to fall for a base hit. First hit for the Brewers since the second inning. Just the sixth hit in the game. The Brewers had four hits consecutively in the first. A leadoff single to start the second. And that base hit by Herron, the first one since the Caleb Durbin single. One out for Dylan O'Rey. O'Rey hits one to left and foul. O'Rey played in the spring breakout game a couple of days ago. Left-handed hitter, and the pitch from Legumina misses outside. One ball and one strike. Legumina is with the Reds organization for the last couple seasons, up and down. Missed outside, two balls and a strike. Six games last year, 11 games in 2023. Two and one, the count on Dylan O'Rey. Pitch is high, three balls and a strike. Marco Dinges is on deck. He'll hit for Alfaro. Three-one pitch. O'Rey took a strike at the knees. Three balls and two strikes. Brewers are back in action tomorrow against the White Sox again. Aaron Civale against the newly minted opening day starter for the White Sox, Shane Smith. That is ball four, and O'Rey earns a walk. So base hit, and now a free pass. That's brought to you by Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. Ortho ASAP, walk right in. There is a difference. Marco Dinges. He hit a bomb for a home run. American Family Fields of Phoenix a couple of days ago. First pitch is a strike at the knees, and it's 0-1. He has serious power. A 1. Ground ball hit to the left side. Play by the shortstop. Throw to third, and they get the force out on Jimmy Herron. That was the only play that Leo Rivas had. Third baseman went over to cover. That was Cali. And they get the force out on Jimmy Herron. 6-5 on the putout. Fielder's choice for Dinges.
And the hitter is Luis Pena, just took over at shortstop for the Brewers. Two outs, two men on. Brewers down 9-3. Legumina kicks and deals to the plate, and slider sweeps outside. One ball and no strikes. Now the check of the runners, the pitch is fouled away by Pena. One ball and one strike. Off day Thursday and then Friday, the only night game at American Family Fields of Phoenix this year. Freddie Peralta will start against the Arizona Diamondbacks on Friday night. 1-1 pitch, breaking ball low, two balls and a strike. Starting to get down to it. That'll be Freddie Peralta's final tune-up before the regular season begins 1 week from Thursday. 9 days, as Ed Rooney would say. That's down and in. Three balls and a strike. Nine times, Mrs. Bueller.
Oh, oh, oh. Grace.
Ed. Ferris Bueller's online, too.
3-1. Hit to right field. Going back. Still back and making the catch is Canzone, and this ball game is over. Mariners with a 9-3 victory in Peoria. We will wrap it up in just a moment on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
Bailey Paint Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
Chill, repeat.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball has been brought to you by Citgo. Miller Lite, it's Miller time. Concordia University of Wisconsin. Usinger's famous sausage. Usinger's in baseball, it's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance. Menards. Prevea Health. Construction Business Group. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now. Delta Dental. Quick Trip. Woodman's Food Markets, Pomp's Tire, West Bend Insurance's Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, built for us, Carbless, a premium ready-to-drink cocktail, Island Resort and Casino, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Cousin Subs, Pottawatomie Sportsbook, Cedar Crest Ice Cream, Wisconsin Biofuels, Wisconsin Labor's District Council, and Wisconsin Dental Association. Well, Lane, the Brewers have dropped back-to-back ball games. Tough one today against the Mariners.
Yeah, the Mariners with 9 runs on 13 hits. They committed 2 errors, left just 5 over the course of this game. Brewers 3 runs on 6 hits, no errors, and 6 left on base. All 3 of those runs came on the 3-run home run from Isaac Collins all the way back in the first inning. Brian Wu gets the win. The loss goes to Elvin Rodriguez. It took 2 hours and 20 minutes in front of 8,221 here today at the Peoria Sports Complex. We're back to wrap it up after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Being a Pella consultant means helping people build their dreams.
Customers really appreciate just how prepared we are. All the samples, the videos, pictures.
We are with you from start to finish. You literally have a friend from beginning to end and beyond with your project.
Our Pella team simplifies the process, taking time to listen and find the right solution for you. And right now, get windows as low as $22 per month and doors as low as $89 per month. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Certain restrictions apply. It's 3:30.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
We are experiencing an energy transformation. Wind and solar farms are being built. Coal is being phased out. But the wind doesn't always blow. The sun doesn't always shine. We need reliable energy available on demand to keep our data centers, manufacturing plants, and homes all operating. Natural gas electric generation is necessary for Wisconsin. It provides the bridge we need to a renewable energy future. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now asks you to support natural gas.
At Prevea, we do things differently because we're led by doctors who specialize in you. How do we do it? Let's hear from the doctors, just like me, who practice at Prevea.
At Prevea Health, our patients are treated like people.
Not some quota. We're led by doctors.
Not by numbers.
That's why before we ever listen to your chest,
we always listen to you.
Prevea Health. Doctor-led, specializing in you.
The Island Resort and Casino's Stay and Play Golf Packages for 2025 are filling up fast. Book early in the week for best availability by visiting islandresortgolf.com. A favorite among golfers, Island's Drift Spa. Enjoy therapeutic or targeted massage, float therapy for deep relaxation, or new red light therapy to enhance muscle recovery. Book your Island Resort and Casino Stay and Play Golf Package today. Complete details online at islandresortgolf.com.
Time to wrap things up from Peoria Sports Complex, where the Brewers dropped this one to the Seattle Mariners by a final score of 9-3. Our next broadcast is coming your way tomorrow afternoon. We'll have the On Deck Show built by Menards getting underway at 3 o'clock. 3:10 is your first pitch. It's the Brewers and their old foes from the American League, the Chicago White Sox. Aaron Civale starts for the Brewers. Shane Smith, the opening day starter for the White Sox, goes for Will Venable's squad. For our producer and engineer, Kent Sommerfeld, and for Lane Grindle, I'm Jeff Levering saying so long from Peoria Sports Complex on the west side of Phoenix, where, again, your final score was the Mariners 3 and the Brewers nothing. Enjoy the rest of what this Tuesday has to offer, folks. We'll chat with you again tomorrow. The Brewers and White Sox play at American Family Fields of Phoenix. This has been a presentation of the Brewers Radio Network.
Looking for a caring and supportive place to call home? At Schmidt Woodland Hills, we offer personalized assistance while helping you maintain independence and joy in daily life. Enjoy delicious meals, engaging activities, and 24/7 support in a warm, welcoming community where you're not just a resident, you're family. Discover a place where compassion and comfort come together. Call 608-647-8931 today to schedule a tour. Schmidt Woodland Hills, where your next chapter begins.
We bring the there's
also a concern, I think, amongst those folks who are thoughtful, that they're afraid they're not up on the issues, or they're afraid they're not up on the candidates. And I totally get that as well. You know what I'm saying? And some, you know, there's time, there's energy to get yourself up on those issues and to make a stand, to take a stand, make a stand, and make an evaluation and actually have to make that call. You know, that's putting yourself out there. And a lot of people are just not comfortable doing that. I totally get it. I totally get it. But at some point, I think you, that person, if you're that person, there's going to be a thing that's going to push you to that. As Brian was saying, you know, if it's, you know, your friends or your family being attacked, and I'm talking physically, but, you know, certainly like LGBTQ folks or abortion rights folks, or whatever the case may be, eventually, and now, I mean, do you know anyone who's not been impacted, affected, or heard the story of my buddy's wife or my buddy's cousin or my coworker's wife or my, you know, whatever the case is, that they're impacted by this, that businesses are not impacted by this chaotic administration? It's hard to find. I don't think a person who would be, nope, absolutely zero problem here. Nope, it's totally fine. I just don't think that's there. So, you know, and to some degree, it's our responsibility to make it more accessible. And I'm not talking about, you know, voter ID, which is, you already got to put your ID when you go register. But besides, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, you know, having these conversations and making the topics, you know, breaking them down and putting them out there in ways that, you know, guys like me can understand, man. Like you sit around talking about it at the bar, and I'm not talking Cheers, the Cliff from Cheers at the bar. I'm talking about, you know, like having a regular conversation and putting into context of your neighbors and your friends and how these things are impacting us. You know, and some of the journalism we got to today talking about these food pantries in Wisconsin. I mean, these are impacting real people. This guy yesterday who was a Trump supporter, whose wife got deported, and they're married and coming back from Puerto Rico. I mean, damn, that's terrible. I'd be heartbroken, man. My baby, my newlywed, my wife, gone. And the guy I voted for, I thought they were talking about those criminal aliens, you know, like the, you know, the face tattoos and the murderers and, you know, whatever stereotype image you have in your head of that person. That's who you thought was going to be deported, not your beautiful wife that overstayed their visa during COVID and found you and you got married and you're living in the Dells and doing your best, man. Finding a partner like that and then having them ripped away with the guy that you voted for. So I hope that it's not those kinds of incidents that will make people, you know, change their mind or vote. I mean, if you have the ability to empathize and to look at any of those situations and not to discount the guy because he was a mega voter, man, I mean, I get it. And F around, find out, make sure I say that right here. There's certainly that, but at the end of the day, his wife is gone, and you know, she took her ring off. She thought it would be confiscated when she got whisked away and gave it back to her husband. And he sat there thinking, what the F am I going to do now? Yeah. I hope it doesn't have to come to those kinds of issues or whatever, the healthcare thing. If you all of a sudden, you know, oh, we're great, I don't need any healthcare, or maybe you have somebody that's not great. And all of a sudden you get the call, and things happen to people all the time. All the time. So if today's a good day, enjoy it. Take it for what you can, because tomorrow may not be like that. And hopefully it's not a cancer diagnosis or something crazy or a car accident or God knows any number of things that could all of a sudden put you on a path to, oh my God, I have $500,000 in medical bills. Can't possibly pay that. Well, bankruptcy, boom. Now you just lost everything. Oh, you had insurance. Yeah, oh well. And in those cases, man, do you wonder who you voted for? Did it matter? Would it be better if you were in a situation, had a Medicare for all? I mean, what's insurance all about anyway? I mean, a whole pool of people, and because of the so many people, you can, you know, the costs are leveled out. Well, what do we do now? What's our system now? Well, the insurance companies, they don't insure the poor. That's for Medicaid. Yeah. The poor. It costs a lot of money to insure the poor. We'll socialize the Medicaid. Oh, the old. Oh, my God. Those people are really using the healthcare system. They're not, you know, we can't charge enough premiums to justify that. We'll socialize the Medicare. Oh, the folks that are in the armed forces and those kinds of things and working, you know, in these agencies or for the government. Oh, man, they're burn pits, man. That's terrible. We'll socialize their medicine. Their health care. We'll socialize that. And what's left? Everybody else that's relatively healthy and relatively, you know, in the sweet spot of profitability, that maybe don't use the system as much, but still getting charged, still getting jacked, still getting paid. Well, we privatize the risk. I'm sorry, we privatize the profit and we socialize the risk. And that's what we're doing right now. And what's the whole point of insurance anyway? I mean, couldn't we just call all of us as citizens the pool? You know what I mean? I mean, we're already there. We're already, you know, a third of the citizens in this country are covered health-wise under some sort of government policy, government health care. A third. You can't tell me we couldn't do it if we wanted to. Now, are you going to wait for something terrible to happen for to me look at it and change your mind? Oh, it couldn't be efficient. It couldn't be efficient. I mean, come on, look at it. You ever look at some of these office buildings that these insurance companies built? Man, come on. They're making money hand over fist. Well, there's not the profit-driven motive when you do you know, the socialized healthcare, when you do a Medicare for all. So, you know, I think, you know, there's the way into our neighbors, our friends, their hearts, into their mind, and to motivate them. I mean, it's just look around you, man. You can't tell me you didn't have an aunt or an uncle that died from this, or someone had a car accident for that, or someone was born with this, or, you know, it's all right there. It certainly is in my world, man. I don't know anybody that's a billionaire that doesn't have to worry about these things. You know what I'm saying? And we're all in this together. We, the people. So, you know, to the point, if there is one. The many over the money. But it's going to take the many of us to recognize that and recognize the concerns and the issues and appreciate what we have here. And it took me a lot, for real. You know, this little experiment. And I'm a short guy. The Great Equalizer, right? Colt 45, right? what was the world like? What is the world? The history of the world has been the powerful exerting that force over the minorities, man. That's just what it was. Until all of a sudden, you know, the French Revolution, the Enlightenment, and all these kinds of things. All of a sudden, now here we are, a couple hundred years into this experiment, and we're flirting with, you know, a guy who literally wants to be a king. Literally, I mean, gotta put himself out there. And again, you know how I am about these things. That's super offensive to me. An absolute monarchy can walk into anywhere and wax you for no reason whatsoever. Is that what the world you want? So long as they're waxing the right, quote unquote, right people? Come on, man. We the people, all of us have the right to our existence. And you may not like me being short, half Italian. Maybe that's not your thing. He's talks too much. Got too much attitude about this or that. Yeah, maybe I do. But it's my right. And you don't have to like it. And that's your right. And you see what I'm doing here? I'm not making you. I'm not forcing you to believe or act or behave in the way that I do. That's your right, man. Knock yourself out. Live your life. Go live your best life. But if you want to come over and start oppressing, pushing, saying that, no, you don't count because you're this, or you don't count because you're that, or you don't get those rights that I get because I'm whatever I think is better than everything else. Well, you can think that, but you can't put that, should not put that. Of course, we have put that into our government, into our systems, into our, it's embedded, right? Those are philosophical challenges that every single person has to address themselves and figure out for themselves. And I've gone through that whole process myself. I continue to go through that process, man, every damn day. That's okay. And, you know, you get through the day, you find out what works for you, what's important to you. But it takes effort. It takes time. And really, it's about being honest with yourself. It's not about, you know, going in there and voting for who your spouse told you to vote for, who your parents told you to vote for. It's about being honest with yourself, what your own values are. And in order to do that, you got to come up with what those are. And that is an effort in and of itself, man. Self-reflection. Oh my God, who's got the time? So we got to make the time, right? And we're doing the time here. And I appreciate y'all putting up with me thinking about these things. But yes, the folks that do not engage as much perhaps as they should, the ones that are a little intimidated because maybe they don't think they know. We all have our thing. We all have an opportunity to learn. We can all be curious. We can all learn new things and come up with what we believe our strengths are, what our philosophies are, and what drives us. Because that's we the people. And then we engage with that. We use that philosophy and then we go vote based on those things. And you know what? Word to the wise. Nobody's perfect. None of them. You can find something wrong with everybody. The only perfect representative for you is you. Unless you're going to run, you got to pick somebody. So pick it up. Hit us up right now. Last segment of the day. Tell us something good. 855-752-4842.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A record number of visitors toured America's national parks and monuments last year, including sites here in Wisconsin. More than 331 million people flocked to national parks in 2024. Here in Wisconsin, Apostle Islands and the St. Croix Scenic National Riverway both saw boosts in visitors. It's unclear, though, what the summer travel season will hold this year after the Trump administration fired 1,000 National Parks employees across the country on Valentine's Day. Time to say happy birthday to our state parks. This year, Wisconsin's state park system turns 125. Our oldest park is Interstate Park, located along the St. Croix National Scenic Riverway, established back in 1900. For a deep dive into environmental issues and what you can do to protect Wisconsin's water, air, and land, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Todd Alba Show.
Many of the supporters of Trump voted on good faith and said, look, he says some crazy things, but you know what? He at least is telling me he's going to help my family and bring down the price on my heating bill. And that ain't what they're getting. What they're getting back is a political middle finger. And we're staring a recession straight in the face. And Donald Trump does not care. Because at the end of the day, this was one big grift.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
And welcome back to the Dominic Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Last segment of the day, Zomer's working the board, 855-75-CIVIC. It's our favorite segment. I know, Jess isn't here today, but this is when we do it. Tell us something good. You got to end the day on a positive note, a happy note, and we will engage with you to do that. And we'll answer your questions. We'll take your questions, take your calls, and talk about whatever you want. But you got to start out by telling us something good. 855-752-4842. Let's get to it. Jack from the Mac, you are up first. Welcome. Tell us something good, Jack.
Tomorrow night, between 6 and 7 o'clock at a building called the COPA Building. It stands for Community Organization for the Performing Arts out in Fitchburg. There is a jazz workshop run by Dr. Peter Dominguez, who is a professor of jazz studies and bass at UW-Madison. And also, Peter is the son of Frank DeMiles, who is a kind of a Milwaukee jazz legend. After that, there will be a jam session from 7 to 9 p.m., and both of these events are free.
Nice! Are you a musician, Jack?
No, that's a good way. Say again?
Are you a musician?
Oh, yeah,
do you play?
I do a few jazz vocals, Sinatra-era stuff, and a few more modern things like Rainbow Connection and Make You Feel My Love, John Legend's All of Me, stuff like that.
Right, man. Well, thank you for sharing. Anything political you want to get out today, Jack?
It would take you too long. You want to have a good segment here.
Right. All right, man. We'll get you back tomorrow when we have a little more time. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Our buddy Tom points out solidarity with Local 921. Yeah, I believe there's a strike going on. I think in Oshkosh, is that the Cummings negotiation? They're not doing very good up there at the negotiating table. So solidarity with Local 921. As Tom mentions, democracy in the workplace, at work,
I appreciate that, Tom, as well. Incredible talk to you. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Also, Tom from Jackson. Good show. Well, thank you, Tom. Appreciate it. John from Oshkosh points out, don't forget, insurance companies are paying to put the name on pro sports stadiums. Hand over fist for sure. Yeah. Ain't that the truth? 855-752-4842. Zomers, man, you got anything good you want to share?
Well, I've got one here. Mark from Sussex texted in something good. The astronauts who were stuck on the ISS are finally headed home today.
All right. I mean, 9 months. Come on, man. 9 months? I mean, what? The gestation period for a human child is 9 months. What was going on up there, man? You know, if you believe the hype, we're not alone, Zomers.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see.
How about anything else you got? Or is that it?
Yeah. So right. This isn't going to sound like a good thing, but so I have a board game night every week with my cousin who lives in Madison, and it's canceled tonight. But it's because his wife is pregnant and the due date has arrived. So, you know, it's just not a good idea to do it today, but it's because we're welcoming someone new to the family. So it's for a good reason.
All right. Appreciate that. Congratulations to your friend's wife. May she have a healthy, happy baby. 855-752-4842. Gordy from Wisconsin. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Yeah, I bought one of those basketball backboards and the stands in a box, and my 9-year-old grandson helped me put it together, and then he proceeded to beat me in a game of horse. Explains why I was a wrestler in high school and not a basketball player.
That's right. You got to get a little more physical, Gordy. I appreciate you sharing, man. That is fun. You know, I was over at my buddy's house a few years ago, and he had in his backyard had one of those basketball. You could put it, you know, up or down a little bit, so it was down lower. And his oldest was like probably 12 at the time, and like 6 inches shorter than me. And now she's, you know, taller than me. We were messing around, and I totally dunked on her. I was like, yeah. And now she's taller than me. Could probably totally dunk on me. 855-752-4842. Tell us something good. Ron from Madison, you are up. Welcome, Ron. What do you got for us?
Hi. Let's see. Something good. Well, I have a new job working for the Educational Communications Board, which gets the PBS and NPR signal out all over the state.
All right.
And I just got online to listen to you. I just got out of work. Did you talk about the Trump administration ignoring a federal judge today?
I don't know if we actually technically got there, Ron. I kind of went on a few rants here and there. Well, we do have it up, and we do know that this administration, this is regarding the gangsters, as they claim, right? The administration is saying that these are Venezuelan gangsters, and they sent them off. They deported them without due process. And then the judge is wondering, well, where's that at? Why'd you do it? And when'd you do it? And so that is still ongoing. I believe they're going to have some meetings, hearings tomorrow. I think the judge may be taking them in the quarters, like not in front of the cameras and all that. So, sorry, I'm kind of staggered on that. We did not get to it specifically. We'll kind of dive more into that tomorrow because, of course, this is the rolling constitutional crisis that this administration, they're, again, pushing all the buttons. Thank you, Ron. Appreciate it.
Do you have something good real quick?
Tomorrow I'm going to my needling appointment. So I've had some terrible tennis elbow in both my arms for like a year or two, and it's really helped me out. I feel like I'm getting my strength back, so I cannot wait to go get needles. It's a weird feeling. But that stuff helps for sure. Folks, thank you so much for hanging out with us here today. Thank you, Aaron Zomers, for stepping in. Jess P.S. will be back tomorrow, she promises. And we'll be back on the radio as well. Stick around. Pete Schwaba, the Nightlight, is coming up next. Have a great night.
News from the Center, WRCE. Maggie Dawn.
How do we turn out the vote and get the message across in red counties across Wisconsin ahead of the election on April 1st? We discussed just that at 3 p.m. with the chairs of the Winnebago, Wood, and Marathon County Democratic Party.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Farm Rescue, make sure that you aren't alone.
They're there to extend the hand and to take the burden.
Even the most independent farmers need help sometimes, and asking for that help is protecting the future. Farm Rescue provides equipment and volunteers free of charge to assist in times of crisis. We're currently accepting applications for planting and haying assistance. If you or someone you know could use our help, call 701-252-2017 or visit farmrescue.org.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams back on Earth after 9 months on the International Space Station. Their stay extended when the Boeing Starliner was deemed unsafe for them to return. Both splashed down on a SpaceX mission off the coast of Florida. ABC's Faith Abube has more.
Family members cannot wait to start hugging them, but of course we know that there is a process from here. After their capsule is recovered there in Tallahassee, they will be taken to a helicopter where they'll be flown to Houston. There will be an extensive medical evaluation to make sure they are doing well.
The White House says President Trump and Russia's President Vladimir Putin have agreed to a pause in striking energy and infrastructure sites in Ukraine. That is different than the U.S. proposed 30-day ceasefire that Ukraine already agreed to. Pope Francis remains in stable condition as he recovers from double pneumonia. The Vatican says he continues to receive respiratory therapy. This is ABC News.
Local.